Hi, I'm Chief Bob Vasquez.
And I'm Dr. Jose Lugo Santiago. Welcome to Leaders and Futures. Let us have a new kind of conversation, one about leading as futures emerge, are yet to happen, or plainly need to be reimagined.
Someone has said that the best way to predict the future is to create it. Although it's impossible to predict the future, one thing is certain, you must lead in it. It's time to think differently about leading.
This podcast is powered by the Institute for Leadership and Strategic Foresight.
Let's get started with today's discussion on leaders and futures.
Where's Dr. Lugo, man? It's been a week or something like that since we talked?
Time flies when you are having fun. I know that's cliche, right? But it does sometimes. And so that's the reason why you have to inject some kind of fun activities or some kind of ways that you disrupt your week so you know that you are living rather than just going from place to place.
Right.
No, that's good.
Well, fun is relative.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's that in capitals true. And sometimes it's in quotes. So you never really know. But and I'll tell you what, and actually I think mathematically, the older you get, the faster it goes. So maybe sometime we'll discuss that. But it goes pretty quickly. So, and especially if you got a lot of stuff to do, you know, you can never get it all done. But we'll continue on. Anyway, good week, I hope.
Oh, great week. Yeah, great week. We've been experimenting with new things, deconflicting priorities in different areas of where do we get into, especially when you're thinking about how the accelerated change that is going on right now and leading organizations into, well, do we go A or do we go B?
Yeah.
And so everybody has a different view as to what the future is going to be and how we're going to deal with it. And so so that creates an opportunity for all of us to really level set expectations in our leadership journey and leading organizations, and then also understand that yes, the path, it's just like A or B, right? They have like A, B, C, or D, and will we go wrong going A or B? And the truth is that sometimes, I mean, you don't, right? Because along the path, you have to make a ton of decisions. But it's more difficult if you're not sure where you're going to go, right? So you have to have a goal, and then to narrow the path to where you have to go through. And so I think that's what we have been doing, and trying to figure out where, with several clients, how do we lead them through some of the things that are happening in the world today?
Yeah. But the most important thing, though, is I'll continue to argue, is it's not about change. It's about progress. Accelerated change means nothing. It just means different, which may or may not be A, B, or C, or D. But if you're considering and your mindset is on accelerated progress, even A, B, C, or D, which may not be the one that you the best choice, will get you to that next level. So I think it's a mindset, and keep thinking progress, because change equals different. Progress creates better. Wow.
Right.
I should write a
progress
book on that. I should write a book on that, you think?
Do it. Yeah, progress, you know, and progress is towards something, right? Not away from something.
Exactly, exactly.
And so that's the point here. You got to understand the direction, and there are so many options to get there.
Right.
And that's why you constantly got to be measuring if you are making progress.
Right.
And that's the key. And then in the middle of that, then obviously everyone has a different view of what progress looked like. So that's the reason why you have all these conflicting views in the organization,
right?
Which in turn led to the leader trying to figure out, how do I resolve for X, right? For X future. And that is the part of conflict resolution. To tell you the truth, I think This is, isn't that what we wanted to talk about today?
Yeah, that's what I wanted
Conflict
to talk about.
resolution.
Because, I just had, as you know, I do another podcast with David Flowers, Creating Leaders of Character. If people want to listen in on that, that's on Apple Podcasts as well. And last week we talked about this question: what's going on? I don't. You remember the song "What's Going On"? Like, are you old
I
enough to remember that?
do
Okay,
not.
you don't. No, you do not. Well, you should Google it because it's a great song. But anyway. We could the point that we were or the topic that we were talking about specifically, Lugo, is because she went to, she just graduated from University of Texas at Austin, and you know they had riots and whatever they I call them riots. That's my personal opinion. But so we were
Yes, I
talking about
heard.
what is that? That's I mean that's a huge issue or a huge challenge toward conflict resolution. Now you know we don't want, I don't want to get into the politics to begin with. But we have that in our organizations, conflict resolution or conflict of some sort, even in any relationship, I think, but especially on the job, how do you resolve conflicts? And part of it, I think you just answered it. You have that, no kidding, or those different futures that you're guiding your effectiveness toward. And as long as we've done it the right way, because we've talked about it many, many times, how do you do that? But we all agree to these futures that we're striving to accomplish. Well, that will help us, I think. But still, we're humans. You know, we don't, like you just said, we don't agree always on how that A looks like. Although we use words to try to describe them, but sometimes that the words don't mean the same, you know. Puerto Rican
Right.
words are different than Mexican words, you know, and it's people that don't speak the language would say, well, it's Spanish. Yeah, but it's different.
Well, I mean, the language is what we have, right? And back in the day, right, I was not there. I'm not sure, maybe you can tell me, they people used to draw in the caves, right? And
Hey,
then
why are you asking me?
but
Hey, be
when I
respectful.
was yeah. Yeah. But what I would say, even in the little island of Puerto Rico, where I grew up, the north side spoke differently than the south side. And I'm talking about 100 miles times 35. This is a short, I mean, it's just a small place. And so and it's true. And so how do we deal with that? And I mean, throughout history, for thousands of years, we have seen leaders that have been able to communicate and their effectiveness at communicating. I was exploring with a group that we have, and we talk about leadership every second and fourth Thursday of the month. We just gathered together and just to talk about leadership on the back porch of my house. And one of the things that we have been exploring is servant leadership. And why servant leadership? One of the reasons is because you see it in the LinkedIn profiles. You know, everybody's, you know, it's a servant leader, but they have absolutely no clue what that means. And so I was talking to the group that we have. We're saying, hey, I don't. The idea of the group is for us to be able to be better leaders. And so that's the whole thing. And so we just started, and just people coming over, and we have it started with one person. We have right now about 14. The whole idea was to keep the book very the group very small, but the aim of getting into this topic was to for us not to be one of those people that don't really understand what a servant leader is. And one of the thing the characteristics that we saw in regards to servant leaders is that they speak in words that describe a picture. So they are very, very effective at creating narratives using words that basically in the end depicts a picture. And so that's one way that we can help, because and help this situation with the meaning of words. Because if you can create pictures and thousands of years, and we talk about Jesus of Nazareth, he spoke in parables, and there's a reason for that. But these parables, right, became timeless, and he talks to us today, thousands of years after, about about how we live, about the kind of person that we want to be, and how do we act. And obviously he used it in a different way. And part of the way he used it was to, you know, things turn things upside down, makes people think. And the same thing, I believe, in our era, you know, for leaders, if they communicate in stories, stories are timeless, and it helps us build a narrative and a picture of what is it that we're trying to get at. And I think that's a very good way to communicate, and then use that as the backdrop for conflict resolution. And I think that would probably be a very first step, I believe.
The key, though, Lugo, as you know, when we try to communicate in any way, is to communicate in their language. You know, I can speak, I mean, you and I can speak about a lot of things because we've been there and we have that same experience or a similar experience, where if you don't have that experience, you have no idea. I mean, that's I used to teach youngsters, 18, 19 year olds, the best people in the world. We call them cadets at the Air Force Academy. And I had to figure out how to use the words that they use, not the words that I was used to, you know, like groovy. They didn't understand groovy. You know, you don't even understand groovy. You're going to have to Google it to find out what that means.
No. Well, I know groovy from what was the movie? Powell. It was a funny movie. And he will always say, groovy, baby.
Yeah.
You
okay,
see?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But And so when we're leading, I think we have to be careful of that, especially, I mean, you as a leader, if you haven't done the right work, I'll call it the right work, and incorporated and included the followers in developing those futures, then it's not going to communicate, because we're going to use word A, and the real followers are going to be used thinking B, because they're not connected. If that makes any sense, you know. So I want to tell you this story, but I want to tell you my experience using your experience and your words so that you can understand. Like back in the military, you know, being deployed, you can't understand what it's like to be deployed unless you've been deployed. It's not going to work.
Right. And what you're talking about is called context. You always have to communicate within context.
Yes.
Because otherwise, anytime you communicate, then you don't understand. Like, for example, when you read, you know, we have C.S. Lewis, right, writing many books, old books that we read, and we look at those things in today, and the principles are still relevant. You look at other older books. You look at The Art of War, right, Sun Tzu. And any time that you are reading that message, because they're communicating to you, the best way to communicate is to go back to the point where they were in. And if you could imagine what is happening all around them, then you have a better understanding of what they're going through, what this means. So you know what happens to you when you are able to do that, to put yourself in that place where you can even see the mountains around, you can see the old airplanes moving. I mean, you are now in, you know, 1945 or 1939 or something, and you are reading these essays. What happens to you? You become less of a critic, because now you're in the context and you are now listening to understand. Back to, you know, I know Dr. Covey talked about listening first to understand, and so then you become less of a critic, because now you understand that, and now because you're there, you can then begin to set the path so where we can all come to a common understanding, which common understanding doesn't happen because everybody's in different places. But imagine if I can take everybody into the same place, everybody sees what I see, and from there we go and then go into the conflict resolution, however we want to talk about this, because it is just the beginning of trying to solve for the future. And that's what I think we're trying to I guess in process improvement we would say we're trying to find where the bottleneck is, and then we're trying to figure out how we can improve the flow. And in here for us as leaders is to improve the flow of communication, to improve the flow of understanding, so we can improve the flow of outcomes. And, you know, so we're talking effectiveness and efficiency in all of these. But it only happens if we are together, just communicating from the same context.
And the role as well, because obviously this podcast is about leaders and futures, and our focus is on leaders, but it's a two-way street, Lugo. And that's where I often will say our biggest problem is not that we don't teach leaders how to lead. Our biggest problem is we don't teach leaders how to follow, and they're not good followers. If they're not good followers, they're never going to be good leaders. I don't care what anybody says. We're just making that crap up. But if we teach people to follow, and a follower is playing that role, regardless, and I'm not talking about time in the organization or rank or any of that stuff. I'm talking about your function as a follower. Then we can work together. You know, how many times, I don't know if you've ever done it. I know I have. You know, we're all prejudiced. And I've gone to hear a speaker that I know I didn't like before I got there. It's like, that's pretty stupid. You know, my mind is already made up. I don't like this guy or this person. Mm. And so when I start, quote, listening, I'm not listening because my opinions are already biased.
You're critiquing.
I am. And that's not, there's no value in that. There's no learning in that. Where when I go and I'm thinking I'm a follower, I'm going to try to understand what my leader, whoever that may be. We can talk about who really makes the leader, but this person is designated as my leader, my boss, my supervisor, whatever term you want to use. And my purpose right now is to listen, to try to understand. And he or she is trying to help me understand. Now we have less conflict because we're both seeking that progress toward that future instead of fighting each other from the very beginning.
Yes. So the point here with what they're trying to do is everybody is trying to, you know, push their particular way forward. A lot of times we are spending more time trying to prove my point than trying to understand what the other person is trying to do. And if you stop for just a second, I mean, it may have happened to you. I know it had happened to me that I have stopped, right? Because I'm focused on a particular goal. And I just, sometimes I see that, okay, this is not working. And as they say, right, if you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. Mm-hmm. And so I find myself stuck. And what I do is then I stop and I say, okay, what is not working? And so I started listening. It's like, oh, you know what? Why are we arguing about this? This is the exact same thing I'm saying, mm-hmm. right? But we are saying it in different ways. In some cases, we are both for the same goal. And we are thinking that we are against each other. And so we think we are competing. And so when we realize that we are competing, then we stop. And then we say, no, wait a minute. We need to collaborate. And then we just go together. But then there's a process there. And that process is I'm realizing that self-awareness, that my self-awareness, right? And then social awareness, hey, this person is trying to do the same thing that you're doing. What are you doing? And so there's a realization that there's conflict. And then there's a realization, too, that you're talking about roles. You started moving into roles. My role and that person's role. And so whoever has the follower or leader role, then we had to understand, okay, so I am the follower. Let's say, put it this way. This other person is the leader, then I need to understand, okay, we're talking about the same thing. Let's collaborate, because in the end, if this person achieves the goal, we're all going to be better together. Our world is going to be better. And so the issue here is for us not to forget what are we striving to do. And I think that's what happens. When we forget, we lose purpose. And when we lose purpose, then competitiveness sinked in. And when competitiveness sinked in, then we're not a team anymore, right? Then you have two teams. And so you have to reconciliate the differences. And one way to do that, obviously, we going back to the point we were talking before, context is also communicating with clarity. And that it's not always as easy as it is said.
And it goes back to what I said at the very beginning, Google. Thank you very much for validating that. Change is different. Progress is better. If our purpose, I love the P word, you know that. I teach that a lot. But if our purpose is to progress, to get constantly better toward that future or those futures that we've decided we're going to achieve, then maybe we can open up a little bit. And the key, I think what you're saying is listening and being empathic. Listening for understanding, not conflict. But you know that happens plenty of times. You know, us against them. Well, really, we're all in this together. If we're a good organization, we're all in this together. Leaders, followers, in between, even the, well, I guess maybe the product. That's a different topic. But if we've done this right, we've figured out how to make, develop procedures and processes that will help us progress to that final goal.
But there can only be one team.
Or
And
there
it's
is
just
nothing.
as simple as that. And anytime we go into any other kind of behavior, then you don't have two teams and you have competition, and then the organization implodes.
And that's where I think roles come in. Well, we're about done. Let's talk about roles next time. And
Roles. Are
about
you talking donut rolls or what are you
it's
talking
morning,
about?
isn't it?
Cinnamon rolls?
Let's go get a cafecito and a little empanada or
Hey,
something.
and a cinnamon roll. All right.
See you
Talk to you
next
soon.
week.
Thank you for listening. We hope today's topic connected with you and helped you reflect on the work leaders do to get out of a narrow focus on one future and into a broader range of plausible alternatives.
If you'd like to connect with us, find us at leadersandfutures.com.
And if you would like to learn more about leadership and future studies, we have several programs to help you at the Institute for Leadership and Strategic Foresight.
Until next time, be great.